So, welcome back to the Beast Gang Podcast. Today we're looking at Den of Thieves. Writer and director is Kristen Gigadask, and it stars Gerard Butler, Pablo Schreiber, and 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson. And the synopsis is a gritty crime saga which follows the lives of an elite unit of LA County sheriffs and the state's most successful bank robbery crew as the outlaws plan a seemingly impossible heist on the Federal Reserve Bank. And Matt, what is your view on Den of Thieves?
I think it was a solid flick that suffered from pacing issues and had a, what they call it, usual suspect feel. I felt it was predictable and probably needed to spend a little bit more time in the writing to flesh out the film. I wouldn't see it again.
Keith?
Reminded me of Heat. It was a solid movie. It was. I was actually kind of surprised, but not surprised, sort of towards the end. The film, it had a nice little twist towards the end. I thought the pacing was drawn out. Normally, when you have a pacing issue, you can kind of tell where you can cut and edit and do something with it that can shorten it up a little bit. But I saw what they were trying to do. They were trying to flesh out as many of the characters as they could to keep the audience invested in them. But they could have done away with some of the scenes, especially towards the center. But once they started getting going, once you start putting the pieces together of the heist and everything, what they were doing, the film got to be pretty enjoyable, especially towards the end. I thought it was a pretty solid film. I liked it.
All right, so voice of dissension here. I did not like this movie. A couple of things are that you really have a whole bunch of unlikable characters in the whole entire movie. Because who are you rooting for in this movie? Gerard Butler's crew is also kind of slightly dirty. It doesn't make sense. At least for me, the pacing is a problem because the movie is almost 2.5 hours. They focus too much on relationships because there's that whole angle with Gerard Butler and his family, 50 Cent and his daughter going to the prom. Like, why is that stuff in there? It doesn't really...
To invest you with the characters, like I said.
It doesn't. Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. I just don't think they did a good job of it.
Yeah, and it didn't really need to be there. As Keith said, it tries to be like Heat, where you have this cat and mouse thing where the police officer knows who the bad guys are and they confront them and they have this whole dialogue about, you can't stop me, basically. And it's not as good as Heat. It can never be as good as Heat. And I think a lot of that just has to do with the pacing and the writing. And
so hold on. I'm sorry, Barry. Didn't mean to interrupt, but so is this like a heist movie?
Kind of, but really what it is, is about Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson.
Don't give it away.
The police pick on him because they think that he's the weakest out of the crew. So some of it is just that, just like what you see in the trailers. But again, the dialogue's not good. The story, at least to me, is just way too drawn out. It also kind of reminded me of a couple of other movies, that Armored movie that came out a long time ago. And I will say the one positive, or probably the best positive I have to say about this movie, is the traffic scene at the end of the movie, because that's kind of like Sicario. Things are about to go down. Somewhat of a tense situation, but how did you guys feel about the end of the movie?
I like the shootout. Took me a moment to realize why Gerard Butler's crew knew where to go until I remembered that who they were going after. So once I kind of picked it up, what they were doing and stuff like that, I realized what was going on and everything.
I was like, man, they really shooting up with a lot of civilian casualties.
Basically.
That's straight gangster, yeah.
And then also that scene where they were in the hibachi place. That is another scene that they just could have cut entirely. Because the whole thing is that Gerard Butler knows who the guys are, but they haven't committed the crime yet.
I think that part was meant to show how much of a badass that he was. Because I was like, yo, he's just approaching him in the restaurant.
But he's still completely unlikable.
I like this character.
I did like Pablo Schreiber, the guy that played Merriman, like the leader of the crew. Despite 50 Cent's acting skill, he was all right in this movie. Everything else with this movie just didn't really work. I think that the bank scene towards the end of the movie was good because I understood what was happening. Everything else kind of before that was just not a good movie.
Anyone else think the pacing was a little off?
Yeah. The movie's 2.5 hours almost. And
2.5 hours? God damn.
It's 2 hours and 20 minutes. And it does not need to be that long.
I mean, it had its action scenes, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. But outside of that, I'm like,
Gerard Butler was,
he was the
main character, but who was the secondary?
Gerard Butler is the police officer, as you can see in the trailer. And then the guy...
Shit, I don't remember the damn movie, man. I didn't know this shit was even out.
But it's a slightly crooked cop movie against a bank heist crew. O.J. Jackson Jr.'s character meets Gerard Butler. Gerard Butler kidnaps him, brings him to a hotel room where he...
Oh, this don't sound good.
...and his detective unit have, like, prostitutes.
Were they prostitutes, really?
What the hell? No, he is telling all wrong.
He asked me what the interaction was, but I'm just saying, Gerard Butler, L.A. County Sheriffs, they're like the major crime squad, and then Bank Heist Crew is the guy Pablo Schreiber, who plays the main bank heist leader, and then 50 Cent, O.C. Jackson Jr., and like a couple other guys. And they've been planning a couple of bank heists that were successful, and they were sophisticated. And the whole link, most of the people in the crew were former military people. Or somehow they played sports together. That's really it. What you get, they're planning a big heist. There's a whole lead up to that big heist where they're going to rob a Federal Reserve place. And then it's just everything that kind of surrounds that is not good to me.
Matter of fact, how was his acting in this? Was it pretty
decent? He is Ice Cube level of acting. The same mannerisms, same facial expressions. Ice Cube is okay if given proper material. And that proper material is the stuff that he writes for himself. So, Matt, what score would you give Den of Thieves?
I'd give it a 6. The reason why I gave it a 6, like I said earlier, there's pacing issues with this movie. Although when it does pick up on action, I mean, it's pretty hot and heavy. But again, it's not a consistent pacing through the movie. It's like slow, slow, fall asleep. Okay, yeah. Explosions. There's a lot of gun fighting. Some interaction between the good guys and bad guys. And then the ending becomes lame.
Yeah.
That's my overall rendition of this whole thing. Again, I'd give it a 6.
You guys are like harsh.
I didn't think it was harsh. I mean, you guys agreed with me. You might be different.
Well, we're talking about the pacing, and the pacing is a problem. Again, the dialogue is a problem. Someone name me one memorable line from this movie.
I'm the bad guy. That was a memorable line, yo. Gerard Butler, like, said that.
Yeah, Gerard Butler's accent, like, where's your bad guys?
There's a reason for his accent being like that, yo. Stop hating on that guy.
But, Keith, what score would you give Den of Thieves?
I give it a solid 7.5. I'll watch the movie again.
Oh, all right.
That's solid to you?
Yeah, it's a good movie, man. It was a good movie. Okay, did you guess the ending? Did you guess that ending?
I knew something was going to happen.
Are you going to say you knew that was going to happen?
Barry, who wrote this movie?
It's the same as the director.
Oh, who's the director?
It's Kristen Gutadass. He wrote London Has Fallen, where the whole connection with
Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
That's explained.
And also the Vin Diesel movie called A Man Apart.
I actually like The Man Apart. I actually like that. I'm probably the only one that liked that shit.
London Has Fallen was not good. Because who did that? Babak Najafi. The same one that did Proud Mary.
You didn't like London Has Fallen? I thought that was pretty good.
Olympus Has Fallen was good. It is directed by a competent person. London Has Fallen was terrible. And also has Gerard Butler. But
it's not like you don't like Gerard Butler, y'all. No. You know, the thing is, I think that you might not like about it. You weren't going to like this movie. I think it was because Gerard Butler was a father.
Here we go.
I'm just saying.
For a score, I'm going to give this a 3.5. Again, I did not like this a lot. The story is very boring. So as Matt was saying, that there's a little bit of something and then kind of boringness, and it picks up, then it slows down, then it picks up, then it slows down. But I didn't like the whole interaction between O.C. Jackson Jr. and Gerard Butler and kind of how that was drawn out. And I understand that in the context of the movie, but I just think that could have been done better. And this is not as good as Heat. Heat is a good heist film, intelligent.
It's classic, man.
And this is just noise. In another week, no one's going to be talking about this movie.
It'll be in the dollar theater.
Probably. Big thing is just that the positives are that 50 Cent did an okay job. The guy that played Merriman, he was good.
50 Cent. You took from that a positive is 50 Cent is one of the positives.
He did an okay job. He had very minimal lines the whole entire movie. I'm just going to leave it on that one. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.